Good morning and welcome. Peace be with you. The Riser is the title of today's sermon given by the Reverend Joseph Pinzel in this worship service coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. We invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The service begins with the prayers for confession and absolution. Then the congregation will sing the entrance hymn, Lord of Glory, You Have Brought Us, number 851 in the Lutheran service book. The organist is Cantor Irene Beathy, the vocalist are Tim Poggle and Steve Zineman. The horn is played by Megan Seeler. The presiding pastor is Reverend Dr. Stephen K. Jurdy, and the assisting pastor is Reverend Christopher Johnson.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church, and by the authority of Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption. Grant us courage to take up our cross daily and follow him wherever he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 15. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revelers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone, because your hand was upon me, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 26.
Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I have lived with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered.
Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind.
For your love is before my eyes. I have walked faithfully with you. I have hated the company of evildoers. I will not sit down with the wicked.
I will wash my hands in sins, O Lord, that I may go in procession round the altar.
Singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and recounting all your wonderful deeds.
Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides.
Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with those who thirst for blood.
Whose hands are full of blood pots, and their right hand full of rocks.
As for me, I will live with integrity. Redeem me, O Lord, and have pity on me.
My foot stands on the ground, in the full assembly I will bless the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 12. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us confess the faith with one heart. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In response to the word of God, the congregation sings the hymn of the day, "Lord, keep us steadfast in your word." hymn number 230 in the Lutheran Book of Worship.
Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now get behind me, Satan. How quickly the tables can turn when we refuse to acknowledge the truth. Last week, the proclamation of Peter and the apostles brought us back to what is real. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. He is the precious rock, the cornerstone, upon whom all God's children stand, trusting in the God who lives to be present here in Jesus. You, like the disciples, are marked for a whole new life of freedom, forgiveness, grace, and mercy. It is a life filled with the good stuff of God, given by His own hand. Those things that make for peace in the midst of war, comfort in the midst of death, joy and happiness, here on earth as it is in heaven. Blessed are you, for Jesus is risen. The heavenly way is opened, paved clearly by our Lord. It's the way that walks with genuine love here on earth, where service is fervent in spirit and hospitality for our neighbors expressed in full. It's the way that rejoices in hope, exercises patience in tribulation, and remains in constant prayer. The way that does not curse, but blesses even enemies, repaying evil not with more evil, but with what overcomes. Good. So let me ask you, is this where your hearts and minds have been these last few days? Have your ears been attentive to the gospel, that present good news given in the name of Jesus for you? Or have they settled upon something else? Do you delight in the words that are given for your joy, or entertain those mumblings which sow seeds of division and strife? I ran into an old friend of mine a few weeks ago. It was by sheer coincidence that I even had the chance to talk with him. I was just passing through my hometown, and he was living an altogether different life since his return some time ago from war. As excited as I was to see him and catch up, I was disappointed with the conversation that unfolded, because like many today, it revolved around nothing good. We talked about the pandemic, political polarization, and the problems we face as a society. Of course, this wasn't the only news that could be spoken of. My friend had just welcomed another child into his family, and he and his wife had recently celebrated their 8th wedding anniversary. There were many good things two old friends were given to chat about, but sadly, those things meant for rejoicing were never gotten to. As I got in my car and drove away, I was troubled. Not because this conversation was somehow out of the norm. The very same conversation has been had with many family members, friends, and neighbors over and over by many of you. These days, it's pretty par for the course, isn't it? But this day was a good day. And the conversation, which revolved around nothing praiseworthy, proved to be a hindrance to me. In this world, you will have trouble. And ain't that the truth? But trouble is only multiplied when you cling so fervently to it. It consumes and only defiles the more it spills from heart to mouth. What good does it have to do with you? Today there is an evil I have seen in this land under the sun. And that is, evil gets way too much credit. Meanwhile, the good goes unnoticed, causing us to lose sight of the only thing that can truly overcome. Like Peter in our gospel lesson, who has strayed away from the support of his brothers and now stands apart, there's a grave danger in where our minds can be set today. We're so convinced of what we think we know about matters of justice when we know so few facts. We believe fervently that we can cast judgment upon people and cases, even when only witnessed from afar. Our minds today seem so firmly set, and as they sit ready to pounce with an opinion or condemnation, do they perceive the rock? Are they brought the peace that transcends all understanding in the one who overcomes the world? Riots and violence reveal nothing of genuine love. Rousing speeches at political rallies and national conventions do a poor job of pointing you to what is honorable, filled with brotherly love and affection. Emotions, intentions, and quick convictions haven't done the job in turning you away from rash judgment in order to live peaceably with your neighbor. What has it all profited you, these things of man? Are you any closer to gaining the whole world while putting yourselves in clear and present danger of losing your souls? Perhaps it's time then to change course, to truly abhor what is evil by turning again to the good that is here and present for you, that rock of Christ that you can either build upon or I promise it will trip you. The good that does not give up or go away in the midst of death, but drives right through it. This goodness is not so far away, but one that has deemed it worthy to come near you. It's the goodness of a God who sees the troubles of this world and dives right into them. He doesn't stand off to preserve his own holiness, but gets down, his feet in the filth, hands in all the hurt, with flesh and blood, to be given up and poured out, even by violence for you. He delights to save lives by losing his own, so that even in the valley and the shadow of death, even in the grave, and against the gates of hell, you can find him and be sure that there is a way forward even there that overcomes evil with good. The church holds fast to this Son. We worship a living God who comes to speak, console, and comfort in hard times when all we feel like is giving up, who lifts up the lowly, showing honor, even when it is suffering that we despise, who blesses, even when all we think to do with our own mouths is curse. He is the goodness that you can turn to, that does not try to escape this world, but redeems it by planting himself more firmly in it, giving himself up even for enemies and sinners like me and you. Does this goodness find a habitable home in you? Have his words found their way into your ears over the constant buzz of daily news? They're given, remember, not to feed you with more anxiety, fear, or concerns, but to fill you with joy that God's delight is in you. Rejoice today with me in the good stuff, in the words of care and comfort that will never die out, in water that gives for eternal life, bread and wine that feeds God's forgiveness into your heart. Then let what is put there by Christ himself speak to the world. Let them call attention to the lilies in the valley and the grass of the fields, how God so clothes them. Let them lift up genuine love in lives given for spouses, children, and families. Let them bring people of all status together to live peaceably, sharing in the blessings received around this table, that a life of joy and delight may rule in your homes too. As Jesus promises in Luke chapter 21, I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. Let them today be filled with what is precious, for those that remain precious to you. For the God who lives to claim everything as good promises indeed to come again in the same flesh and blood of this Son to judge. His declaration is clear. Whatever is a hindrance will be cast away. He will only keep what he knows as his own. Lips that sing his glory, tongues his mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hopes that fill you, mouths which speak his holy name. Peace be with you.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all creation according to its needs.
O God of creation, Lord of all that you have made, you are holy, almighty, and gracious, bringing all things out of nothing and still sustaining them in your great power. Fill the whole earth with your presence and finish in us all your merciful purpose. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O healer of the nations, look in great compassion upon this nation in which we live. Bring life where there is death, justice where there is anything amiss, peace where there is conflict, health where there is illness, and protection where there is danger. Lord, in your mercy, O King of love and righteous judge, you have made man and woman in great beauty and set them within varying tribes, languages, and nations. Draw together the whole human race into the unity that comes from faith in Jesus Christ. Dispel from our midst all division and hate, greed and lust. Lord, in your mercy, O light and joy of heaven, bring your joy to earth and fill the bodies, souls, and minds of all for whom we pray, praying especially for Hilmer, Karen, Dave, Max, and Les, Rich, Ruth, Carol, Barbara, Dennis, and Rita, Ben, Lydia, Ken, Avery, and Olivia, Deborah, Grace, Maggie, Tina, and Barb, Trandy, Krista, David, Richie, and Kurt, Lexi, Mark, Nancy, Jim, Nancy, and Richard, Lynette, Mike, and all of Zion's homebound members. Free them from every affliction and adorn them with glory. Lord, in your mercy. O destroyer of evil and giver of all that is good, look in great mercy upon the church that you have formed in the precious blood of Christ. Feed her with truth, sustain her with your might, make her glad in your presence, and keep her with Jesus Christ in the true faith for the age that never ends. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Pastor Dirty will now lead the congregation in the Sacrament of Holy Communion, assisted by Pastor Johnson and Pastor Pinzel. Two hymns will be sung by the vocalist during the distribution, Your Table I Approach, number 628 in the Lutheran Service Book, and O Jesus, Blessed Lord to Thee, number 632 in the Lutheran Service Book. The broadcast of today's service is sponsored in loving memory of Mrs. Irwin H. Lillian T. Baer by Mrs. Carolyn B. Lang and family.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with Lord of lords, in you. light descending from the realms of endless day, comes the powers of hell to vanquish as the darkness clears away.
Let us pray. Merciful Lord, we do not come to your table
trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies.
Grant us
so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and so to drink his blood, that we may ever dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
Given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Amen.
In the same way also he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me."
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those
trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup,
at your hands. Your body
mansion for me are taken at your table, Lord, in blessed reality. Search not how this takes place, this wondrous mystery. God cannot accomplish vastly more than what we think could be. Oh, grant most blessed Lord, that earth and hell combined may not about this sacrament raise doubt within my mind. Oh, may I never fail to thank you day and night for your true body and true blood, oh God, my peace and
my soul for joy.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy, you would strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Please be seated for a special announcement.
Brothers and sisters, you may recall that part of my ministry here at Zion has included preparation for service in the Navy Chaplain Corps. This is a call that you have always supported with much grace, and I thank God that it is so. It appears that the time for this service has come. And in a way that I nor my family had previously intended. I'd hoped to serve in the reserves, that I might stay with you and even made official appeals to assure that this would be so. Yet the Navy found their need to hear the gospel too great, and so I must go. I've been called to active duty orders for a period of 3 years as a first tour. I will be leaving November 29th, before which time I will engage in 2 months of professional naval chaplaincy training beginning this September 20th. Upon my return, I'll have a short leave. And then my family and I will relocate at our ultimate duty station in Colts Neck, New Jersey, Naval Weapons Station Earl, to be their base chaplain. I want you to know that I'm very, very happy to be your pastor. It's always been so. My love is always for you. And I consider this a great honor for the service that you have given me, that I then have been called to go and serve others, giving them the good news of Jesus Christ that is so living and active here and present among you. None of this could be possible without your support, the incredible mentorship that I have received in my years here, first as a vicar and then as a pastor, and with the guidance and love of two amazing pastors, Pastor Jurdy and Pastor Johnson. My dedication and devotion, you should know, is always for them and for you, and I consider this an extension of Zion's expanding ministry. With the virtual services, Bible studies, and table talks alike that we have offered, we've been able to connect to so many people that previously were unavailable, and they've thrived on that good news. And so this is a way that we will connect again from afar to you. We will continue to be members here, my family and I. For as my wife once instructed me, all of my babies will be baptized at Zion, and I'm not inclined to disappoint her. Pray for us in the coming months and years ahead. Pray for your church, continuing to offer your devotion and service. Love your pastors as you have so loved me. And lean heavily these days on your Lord Jesus. He's always going to bring you into something more beautiful and true. God's peace be with you.
St. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians, "Give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And so this is a time to give thanks. To give thanks that God has granted us the opportunity and the grace to be part of raising up a leader in the gospel, a preacher of the gospel, who will now serve far and wide, farther than the field we had anticipated. As Pastor Pinzel indicated, this was unexpected, and yet at the same time, a field that is worth our devotion and our support. His last time preaching here will be September 20th, Sunday, and then there will be a sending service for him on November 29th. But of course, he has to be at training quite soon, and with the quarantine procedures now in place for the United States military, he will not be back here until basically Thanksgiving, and that is just a few days before his sending service on November 29th. And so we prepare for that day. As we do so, we give thanks for our retired pastor, Pastor Ted Gulhaugen, who will be assisting us now as a part-time interim pastor to help continue the ministry here at Zion. We don't anticipate any changes to our schedule or our ministry offerings because of his service with us as well. So thanks be to God for the time we have had with Pastor Pinzel, almost 5 years. Thanks be to God for our continued connection with him as a chaplain who goes forth from Zion and as the head of a family who remains members at Zion. Our thanks for the gospel's ministry in places far and wide, and for the ways in which Zion has contributed to that ministry. This will be part of the song that is sung in the new creation. God's peace be with you.
Please join us at the same time next Sunday morning. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. The midweek service is live streamed on Facebook on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Bible studies live stream each Sunday at 10:15 a.m. on Facebook. Zion has been broadcasting on this radio station each Sunday morning for 83 years, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your financial gifts which make this broadcast possible. You may make a donation and get more information at Zion's website, www.zionlutheranwausau.com, or you may mail your donation to Zion Lutheran Church, 709 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. And now, may our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you and grant you a safe, joyful, and blessed week.